Module 2. Learn to read. Passage A. Martha Graham and Modern American Dance. Martha Graham was born in 1894. In the 1920s, she danced at the Dennis Shawn School of Ruth St. Denis and Ted Shawn, who were her forerunners in the development of American modern dance. They had a lot of influence on Graham's ideas on dance. In 1923, Martha Graham left Dennis Shawn and started working as choreographer of her own dances. She wanted to go further than Dennis Shawn in creating a new sort of dance. As was the case in general with the fervent years of the 30s, modern dancers zealously supported unified group action as the key to humanity's struggle against oppression. Socialism also was alluded to in much of the choreography of the period through the New Deal dance program. Although Martha Graham did not take part in this program, she was influenced by the same ideas. Her concerns for social issues were visible in Graham's earliest works. Martha started creating her dances in 1929 with the dances Heretic and Sketches for the People, which were studies for mass movement. They had a clear social message. Some of Graham's works were also political. Between 1936 and 1939, she showed her support for the Spanish in the Franco War. Graham's dances, Immediate Tragedy and Deep Song, were about the Spanish War. The dances showed sympathy for Spain and commitment towards social relevance. It meant Martha Graham's movement towards social realism. Another subject was the support of the working man in America's depression. An example is the presentation of works of Martha Graham and other choreographers in a concert sponsored by the International Labor Defense. It is not surprising to learn of modern dancers' general support for the labor movement and of their treatment of workers' issues in their choreography, considering the fervor with which they themselves sought dignity as workers. In various ways, the dances of Martha Graham in the 1930s were influenced by the political and social climate of the decade. Just as other artists in that period, she had attention for social issues, and sometimes she used explicit political issues, as in her support for the Spanish fighting against fascism. In this way, the 1930s until the creation of Appalachian Spring in 1944 stand out as a different period in her career. But the way in which her work in the 1930s was revolutionary, it was the attention she paid to the typical American situation. This made her famous in America. And it also made modern dance more popular in America. For this reason, she may be called one of the most important pioneers of American modern dance, a style of dance that still has a big reputation in the United States, but also internationally.